important every day.
This is the What's On Your Mind preview hour. We're going to check news headlines, sports headlines, weather, tell you what's to come on the program What's On Your Mind, which will take over the airwaves of AM 1100 The Flank Fargo and AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken, as well as K-Fire 550 Bismarck, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, the most listened to radio talk show in the Northern Plains, we say, with great humility and thankfulness to the audience of these five radio stations. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Mark Scogerbo is here. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club. He's the chairman of the Common Sense Club. It'll be also on these two radio stations, on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga later today. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, mister?
First day of August. How about that?
Yes, isn't it cold?
Yeah, well, cold's not the right word, but it's unseasonably... It's not as warm as it should be. How about that? Is that a glass half full kind of statement?
You know what it's going to be for me next Monday?
You're going to be in Texas.
100 degrees every day there.
Is it really?
Just like it's supposed to be in summer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they have summer going down there, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Well, good for you. Glad to hear it. Let's see here. We have coming up on What's On Your Mind, we actually have the folks from Game and Fish. They're going to be here for a good chunk of the first hour. And the Game and Fish Director and the Assistant Wildlife Division Chief will be here to talk, well, for one, the deer lottery results are out, and like 40,000 people that wanted deer licenses are not going to get them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anything related to Game and Fish issues, obviously, the great outdoors are important to all of us in the great state of North Dakota, and it's always fun to catch up with the folks that establish the rules of the road, so to speak, in the Game and Fish area. And also Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will join in. She is just... a tenacious fighter, going to talk about Obamacare and
what is she going to be with
fighting
you?
Immigration reform. She'll be in the 10 o'clock hour towards the end of the program is when she'll be on. So anyway, more on that coming up in just a little bit. Let's talk about some news headlines. The I'm looking at the Fargo Forum today, and for our listeners in the West, Minnesota became the 13th state that allowed gay marriage as of August 1st. And so a number of couples decided literally to engage in their union at midnight. And so there was a Clay County courtroom filled with how many couples? I forget.
Well, it was many.
Yeah. More than a dozen.
18.
There you go. Okay. And I am a native Minnesotan. I was born in, I was born in Sioux Falls physically, but we lived in Pipestone, Minnesota.
Well, then you might have been invited to some of these weddings.
Laverne, Minnesota, later Montevideo, Minnesota. And so I am, I was, you know, the first part of my life was Minnesota, right? And I weep for my home state here. I really do. I mean, it's sad to me that Minnesota has joined the ranks of states that are confused about the time-honored definition of marriage being between one man and one woman. Individuals that choose to engage in same-sex relationships, to me, are doing so in a country that allows a free will and is all about freedom. And I'm not about to be the judge and jury. Personally believe it's wrong. But one thing I know is that we ought not redefine what marriage is.
Well, we can't. No matter what they say.
It's not up to us.
Just the fact that they made this terribly wrong decision doesn't change the fact that it's a wrong decision and it's not true and it's not a marriage. This is not a marriage. This is a farce which has far-reaching destructive impacts on the traditional marriage, and it's not good for kids. Generally, and there's exceptions to every rule, but generally, The thing about it that's most important that people must realize is when somebody is married and it's considered to be full and equal marriage to any heterosexual marriage, they can adopt and foster children. And every study proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that children survive best, thrive best, live longer, are healthier, better educated if they live on average in a home with one man and one woman. And role models, all kinds of ramifications, but it's overwhelming what a terrible social mistake this is, and spiritual mistake, because it's wrong.
You know, here's something else I don't understand. I guess some of these couples feel like they're lesser than, right, because they are not able to engage in marriage, and that's, I believe, something that they ought not blame a court, a legislature, or anybody. They ought to just say, that's just the way it is, right? I choose to be in a relationship, but this can't be called a marriage because of thousands of years of precedence, all right?
You know, some people like to wear unusual clothing. And then they feel bad if people, mock them in any way or don't embrace them because they, they're...
Or purple hair or something.
Purple hair, yeah. And, like I saw a guy that had a donut hole in both of his ears, and he's standing there.
Do you think that hurts?
Well, I don't know. It hurts my eyes because how can your eyes not help but go and look at this thing?
Yeah.
They're just drawn to this thing. So there you're staring at these enormous donuts hanging off his head.
Yeah.
And then he's got to feel, well, why are you looking at me like that? Well, you must be crying out for attention. The point is, some of the choices we make in life are not in the mainstream. And whether it's what we wear, how we act, our humor, how we exercise our freedom of speech, what you and I are doing right now is politically incorrect in a lot of places. And the militant homosexual movement would like, in the name of a free fairness, to not allow us to say this kind of stuff on the air.
Here is, another odd thing, all right? So in this case, Minnesota's made this change, and I weep for my home state about this. This is a very personal thing. Obviously between a man and a woman and marriage vows, right? Would you want to be herded in with 18 other couples at midnight in a courtroom? I mean,
this is all about political pressure.
It is.
This is this whole bandwagon. Like, look at how many of us are so enlightened.
Yeah.
You know what? One of the couples here, it was their third marriage. These are not monogamous people. It'd be very interesting to follow these. Some of them will stay together, but remember, there's a couple hundred thousand homosexuals in Minnesota, perhaps, out of the 6-7 million people here, and just a few thousand will get married. Why? Because they're not monogamous. But you see, there's benefits to being married. There's health benefits. There's kinds of benefits. But what's really sad is a lot of these people that have, average 200 partners, they can also adopt children. We have to understand that homosexuals includes a wide range of types of people. Just like political, we've got, left and right. In the homosexual movement, we've got the sadomasochist wing. We've got the dykes on bikes. We've got the very aggressive ACT UP. We have NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, that believes that pedophilia is good. They believe this and act on their belief. So that means that these people, you cannot tell by looking at Sandusky or looking at any person that's convicted of pedophilia, you can't tell by looking at them in a business suit that they're going to do this. So if they get married, that just gives them carte blanche. In fact, Sandusky was adopting one of his victims. This can't stand. We must stand against this because this is a threat to millions of children in America.
All right, other end of the state, there's a story chronicling the story of a stripper in Williston. Susan Shepherd is her name. She talks about when she started dancing in Williston in 2007, men were often surprised to see attractive women at the small-town strip club. Even as the North Dakota's oil boom was in the beginning stages, Shepherd had friends from across the country traveling to Williston to spend a week dancing for workers who had cash to spare and were lonely for female company. It's all but guaranteed money, same reason everybody else is up here. Shepherd shares her story, Wildcatting, a Stripper's Guide to the Modern American Boomtown, on the website BuzzFeed, and did an interview with the Forum Papers that's published today across the state. In an interview this week, Shepherd said topless dancers in Williston don't make thousands of dollars in one night, as one national news story reported, but a slow night in Williston could still bring $400. A gig at Whispers in Williston's, where Shepherd danced off and on for more than 6 years, meant working 6 days in a row, 9 hours at a time. Dancers who travel to Williston typically earn $300 to $800 a night on average, some reporting their best nights is $600 to $1,600. The appeal was that it was always pretty consistent out there. Shepherd hasn't danced in Williston since February, but she still keeps in touch with several women she met in North. Is this news? She told her story for a news website and obviously been picked up here. But what's the significance of this? What do you make of this?
Well, it's it's where a lot of men are lonely. It's just sort of the nature of the situation. But my reaction was so much ink to this story. They don't talk much about the downside. There is a downside to this. It's a degrading experience. This isn't, you know, this is but this story almost makes it attractive. And I hope that anybody reading this, a young girl, doesn't think, well, maybe I should do that too. Sounds like a lot of money. I think it's giving something that's kind of seedy, an awful lot of publicity.
There are so many other newsworthy stories that, you know, some of these things kind of become the folklore stories, unfortunately. Anyway, a couple of news headlines we're following for you today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Facebook page today on a couple of questions that we will tackle on What's On Your Mind. Steve Bakken and I taking your calls. 800-228-0550. Put that in your speed dial. I'll give it to you again in a minute here. Thursday on the show, today on the show, actually, we put up on the Facebook page Thursday on the show. Not sure why, but today on the show, North Dakota Game and Fish Director Terry Steinwan and Jeb Williams, Assistant Wildlife Division Chief. We'll be taking your calls on any and all questions. The deer lottery results are out, and according to some folks here, they're not happy. Kevin says, many of my hunter friends are very unhappy campers.
or unhappy hunter.
Did you deer tag this year, Scott?
I didn't. No, I didn't throw one in the lottery. Never been a deer hunter, to tell you the truth. Dawn says lots of unhappy people this year, including my husband. David says, I know there are a lot of unhappy people out there, but the North Dakota Game and Fish folks are doing a great job managing the wildlife population so it doesn't get worse. Anyway, well, I imagine we'll be hearing a lot about that today.
A lot of non-hunting wives are very unhappy today because it's a respite from their husbands for a week.
Yeah, the hunting widows actually get some space.
Which is a misnomer because I think they actually enjoy it.
I mean, there's no easy answer here, right? Because you obviously have a sauce, you know, a system, if you will, a secret sauce to determining, okay, how many deer takes can we put out versus, you know, to manage the population. I mean, obviously not everybody's going to get one when they do a lottery, right? It's sort of like the Powerball.
No,
I don't know if I won last night or not yet. I haven't checked, but I'm guessing I didn't. And,
no, you didn't because it's up to $290 million now.
And so I didn't. There
I
you
didn't
go.
I didn't win either. So, I'm here, so I didn't win either.
There you go. Now,
but you know, we are.
I'm not a happy camper.
From some brutal winters, and then you know the mule deer population out in the western part of the state. Yeah, you know, we're still in recovery mode, and that's why Game and Fish has limited those numbers.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the argument is, other than say, darn it, I wish I'd, you know, I mean, in other words, what there's not a remedy for the Game and Fish, I don't think.
Fix winter.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here.
One of the things Game and Fish is looking at, though, is, you know, when you think of CRP acreage, you think upland bird, you think pheasants predominantly, but that's also a nesting area for a lot of waterfowl that's also breeding grounds for a lot of deer. You know, they have their young out in those CRP fields, and as those acreage goes away, that's less productive habitat for game and fish and for the wildlife. So I'm curious to ask our guest this morning how much of a factor losing CRP acres plays into their future management of the deer population.
Anyway, get your questions ready for the Game and Fish experts today on the program. Looking forward to that as well. Steve and I are both native Minnesotans. Montevideo would be my hometown. East Grand Forks would be yours, right, Steve?
Well, you claim Minnesota. I'm still the Vikings with the Super Bowl. I refuse.
I've lived more of my life in North Dakota, and today I'm glad because Minnesota is now one of a handful of states that says marriage can be redefined as being between, in this case, same-sex partners. I don't believe marriage is ours to redefine. I believe it's, since the beginning of time, been between one man and one woman, and that's why we have procreation and families and everything else. So I weep for my home state. I think it's a sad day that Minnesota has joined this. You say live and let live. And we ask the audience, who's right? Here's a few of the answers. David says, not necessarily in favor of it, but we have a lot more important things to worry about. Farfisa says, I think life is hard enough without worrying about the gender of the person you fall in love with. Tom says, Steve is right. Another Tom says, help me decipher what he's saying here now, Steve. It's not radical to remind folks that if they jump off an 80-foot cliff, the laws of nature prevail no matter what they think about or their political ideology might be. The rocks at the bottom won't care. They're cruel that way. What's Tom getting at there?
Well, if you look at the whole issue from a strictly scientific standpoint, from a biological standpoint, everything is set up for the procreation of the species. Now, from a genetic standpoint, if it came down to you or your offspring, it's better off if your offspring live and you do not, because that's a better genetic combination for the progression of the species. Now, I think what he's getting at is, from a scientific standpoint, you know, if there's a same-sex couple, that genetic code, the DNA, quits, so there's no improvement of the species. From a scientific standpoint, that makes sense. Biology 101, I remember that class from college.
Somebody's taking exception with your live and let live thinking here, saying, so when the guy next door has an aversion to young children, you're going to say live and let live? If he doesn't affect me, why should I care? Really? There's got to be
Now, that's an entirely different issue because, A, it's illegal, and, B, you have to protect that younger child. That's a predator. There's a difference between a predator and two consenting adults who do whatever they do behind closed doors. What they're doing doesn't affect me. I don't care.
Susan came to your defense saying, Colleen, homosexuals are a protected class. Child molesters are not. Your argument is ridiculous. Even the Pope says, who am I to judge homosexuals? The same goes for the rest of us who play the God card. Anyway, robust debate waging on our Facebook page. And you're welcome to weigh in. Carol, last comment came in a few minutes ago. The sanctity of marriage has been destroyed. Apparently no one believes what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah. This country's morals have gone down the tubes. We also asked another kind of interesting question, open-ended. We'll tackle a little bit about this one today as well on the program. For those that say, there's more important issues to worry about. Okay, what? What are they? What is the most important issue facing North Dakotans today? And we've got a number of different answers. We had some folks trying to have fun. Darren said Minnesotans. I'm not sure if that's related to the decision or not. Another said the impending freezing 8-month winter. But otherwise, we have folks that have some insightful answers. So we'll share some of those today on the program as well. And then Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is going to join us. She has taken up the cause a lot of our listeners support, and that is fight till the death on Obamacare, fighting immigration reform, and, of course, what some say is a sort of a go-along-to-get-along GOP leadership. So, Michelle Bachmann, the voice of many in our audience, will join us for an update on that effort.
For her seat again.
She's not. She is retiring. She's leaving Congress, so she's going down fighting. All right, Steve, we'll chat with you later. Steve Bachmann and I taking your phone calls. Here's that telephone number, 800-228-0550. Sports is next.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
How would you like to experience the Bakken oil field up close, firsthand? You can read all about it, but really until you experience it firsthand, you can't quite comprehend it, which is why we encourage you to take advantage of the Bakken Field Tour. The best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. First, the Bakken Briefing, which is a comprehensive presentation, helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, energy operations and technology, and the economic landscape. Then you hop on the bus and actually see up close energy development activities, oil and gas infrastructure, commercial and residential construction, economic development activities, communities, the infrastructure impacts, as well as a tour of a crew camp. The Bakken Field Tour. Go online. Find out more. You can register, get the rates, get all signed up for the final tour for this summer. August 21st, it'll leave from Williston in the Hampton Inn and Suites. Or call 701-577-1100 and experience the Bakken firsthand. BakkenFieldTour.com or call 701-577-1100.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
An appealing thought. Where should we go?
Set an open.
Oh, I love the islands.
Sail to the islands?
I do.
The common sense islands?
Mm-hmm. Where everybody walks around with kindness and appreciation of one another, and they work hard, and they don't tax anybody anything other than what they need just for a new pool table.
New pool table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or whatever, you know, they agree on whatever the amenities that they will collectively be taxed there for.
Right. Big national news story today, now that we're off of our island excursion, back to reality.
Have you ever been to an island real quickly?
Yes. I've been to Hawaii with some fine listeners of AM 1100.
That's right. You used to do that. Let's try to do that again. I love Hawaii.
We did a little cruise through the Hawaiian Islands, which is great fun. Catalina Island. I took a little ferry out to Catalina Island many, many moons ago.
Wow.
Rode a bike around, a little moped around Catalina Island. Have you ever been to Catalina Island?
No.
You know, it's a little island off L.A. And a fun little, I forget how far out, a few miles, not far, but enough for you to have to, you know.
There's something about islands. I've been to Jamaica and to the Caymans and to Hawaii, and the Keys, and like Kiowa Island off South Carolina. I love islands. There's something about it.
Yeah. A little, depending on the size of the island, I guess one part sort of, hey, you're isolated, then you got you in the other part, but boy,
I'm
here. And it's not easy to get out of here.
Yeah, some people do get island fever, which just means that little claustrophobia, like, wow, and what if a hurricane comes here, and then what do I do? We don't have, you know, even Key West, they got that big one row that they can get out of there if they hear about in time. It's a little unnerving.
Anyway, the story I was going to mention, Russia's granted Edward Snowden, the former intelligence contractor that loose lips.
Mm-hmm.
He evidently didn't learn the phrase "loose lips sink ships."
No,
didn't pick that up anywhere. Anyway, loose lips Snowden, the former intelligence contractor, is getting a year asylum in Russia.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the insane asylum either.
Where's he been at this airport anyway?
He's been there in the men's
room. Some cot or what?
Well, no, in the corner.
The men's room, literally. Like, where? How do you hang out in an airport for a month?
Well, it's. He's got a lot of stuff to read.
What did you say, Chris? It's some sort of transit what? A transit zone. So it's like a hotel or what? Some kind of barracks or?
I don't know.
Seems odd.
But Russia said, well, if you don't reveal a lot any more secrets, you can stay here for a while. So it shows Russia's great fear and trembling of Obama.
Not.
No respect whatsoever.
Yeah, they're blowing him off big time.
Yeah.
Another leak in what? I can hear about 10% of your audio as usual, Chris, so now I can hear you. There was another leak from him? Oh.
So he's already, Loose Lips is cranking up again.
Well, it's what he does.
Yeah. We don't know where the leak came from, but, you know, we do know.
A-Rod's kind of upset about some Loose Lips.
Now, before that, though, you were running around with sweat dripping off you yesterday, concerned that the Twins were going to shed some wonderful talent, and obviously all that worrying was for naught.
I was exuberant. I actually went and sat and watched the television until we passed the 4 o'clock deadline for trading. And we did lose Butera, a wonderful defensive catcher who hasn't quite figured out how to hit better than the Mendoza line, which is 200. But we kept Morneau. See, we've lost so many great players. You know, we got beat by Guthrie as Kansas City won their 8th game. Guthrie won his 11th. Our former... another one of our former players comes back to haunt us.
I hate when that happens.
And then, see, another thing was kind of poignant about trade day. Sweet little Torrey Hunter pops 4 hits, home run, 3 RBIs for Detroit as propelling Detroit further and further towards the pennant. You know, so what happens, a lot of times the players will leave here, and Kadire, he goes and gets a 27-game hitting streak. And I just feel like Morneau's going to have a gigantic year next year. He's going to hit 37.5 home runs.
So I'm
so glad Morneau didn't go, or Perkins.
But the talent, your point is the talent that you could assemble of former Twins would be just a juggernaut of a team.
You literally would be in huge top 2 or 3 teams in the country.
Yeah. And you didn't want that to happen again.
No, I've been watching it for so long, since 61. You know, it's been...
Why didn't it happen? What's the theory on why they... didn't cash in.
One thing is Morneau is really beloved, in spite he's had kind of a tough month and injuries and stuff. He's really beloved in Minnesota. When he was introduced yesterday, huge ovation. He wants to stay in Minnesota, and that's always an important factor. And so the bottom line is that offered the Twins enough for him that they thought it was a fair. They wanted to come out of the trade saying that it was a win-win, and they obviously didn't come up with that idea.
So, you're happy.
I'm happy, even though the Twins did lose 4-3. You know, they've lost so many games by one run, and Kansas City, 8 in a row. The Twins now have 58 games left this year. They better get going if they're going to make it to the playoffs. But they're looking like a much better team than the last 2 years anyway, especially when you look at how many very, very close games they've had.
I interrupted you at the beginning of this segment when you were wanting to talk about A-Rod.
Yeah.
What do you make of the lifetime ban threat?
I think the truth of what he's doing and how he's contaminated baseball is welling up. So many Major League Baseball players, past and present, are finally speaking out against the cheaters who are stealing their headlines and, in many cases, their titles, records, and bonuses. I think they've realized that this really, really hurts the credibility of baseball
at an
existential level. And A-Rod is in very dire jeopardy of being cast into utter darkness indefinitely, maybe forever. He's going to have to make a deal. And see, he was leading people down to this. Apparently, he was actually recruiting people down to this clinic in Florida. And much to his chagrin, Major League Baseball really went on a serious investigation thing and got some pretty condemning testimony, including what came out of Brown.
So here's what we know. This is all according to an anonymous source because, you know, nobody's talking officially on the record. But they're threatening to say you're out of the game for life. He agrees not to fight the suspension for his role in as you just described,
a real aggressive plea bargain is going on, and they're saying even if he weathers this one, it'll be 200 games, which means this season and next season, he wouldn't be back until 2000, so he wouldn't be able to play in the All-Star game in Minnesota.
Do you remember the famous Minnesota Vikings game when a bottle was thrown at a referee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that you?
That was not me. No, I was not there. I was watching it on TV.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was a sad chapter, but it was also a horrible call. You remember the call? Drew Pearson? Interference? Catching the ball in the head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cost the Vikes. Would have been a Super Bowl, wouldn't you? Fran Tarkington and I discussed that on this very radio
station.
You
did. Before, what did Fran say about it?
Well, Fran was horrified. Said that was the year.
Can you imagine?
They were robbed.
Fran had so many good years and never quite was able to win the Super Bowl. I saw Fran in Houston against Miami's Magic team, and that game was over by halftime. The Vikings horns and the sweating Vikings from Minnesota that were just kind of depleted by halftime. Kick and Zonka just roiled, you know. It was pretty amazing.
Fran Tarkington has his own talk show now. I think it's on Sirius, one of the satellite networks, but he's a great entrepreneur. And
positive speaker.
He is, yeah.
He's made a lot of money.
Good conservative, too. He fights for our cause, Mark. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is the Vikings are... the NFL has a new security policy, which has bags, coolers, and other carrying items from stadiums are no more. And so the Vikings evidently are having a little... training for their fans in Mankato, showing off what is allowed and what isn't allowed when the new policy takes effect. This is all because of the Boston Marathon bombing, I guess.
I suppose.
NFL stepping this up a little bit. It doesn't have anything to do with the bottle incident. I think that's long been gone.
But again, on another note, the Red Hawks defeat the Saints, continue marching. It feels like they're going to... they're going to win and be in the big playoffs for as time marches along. So do the Red Hawks. Pretty cool story about...
But can I just finish real quick on
this? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's right. Purses cannot be brought into the stadium now under any circumstances.
Purses?
You can't bring a purse in.
How can I go groom myself?
You're out of luck.
Well.
The rules ban purses with handles or straps, but you can bring in a clutch. I don't know what a clutch is. But
you just clutch it. It doesn't have anything dangling off it.
Can't be bigger than your hand, I guess.
No.
Cinch bags, laptop cases.
Some people have small hands.
Fanny packs, camera bags.
Fanny packs?
Luggage, also prohibited under the new policy. Luggage. Yeah, say I'm here for a week or so. Diaper bags are banned.
Oh, what about the poor children?
You got to pack diapers, wipes, and bottles in the same clear bag everybody else uses.
A clear bag.
They give you
Well, they should be taking children that have upset stomachs to the game anyway.
Yeah, just a little one can come through. So. Anyway, sorry. Red Hawks, you got that covered.
Well, they're just amazing.
Yeah,
they keep
are.
On thump, 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 thump. But there was another story that really caught my eye. Quinlan, 18 strikeouts, you know, for the American Legion game in 7 innings. He gets 18 strikeouts. Casey Quinlan. Hats off to you, man. The game versus Minot where, West Fargo won 11-1. That's something else. 18 strikeouts. Holy socks.
There you go. A check of the sports, folks. And Mark will be back with the Common Sense Club later on this very radio channel. Stay tuned for that. You're going to be talking a little bit about coal and energy policy with the folks from ACE.
Yep.
Way to go. You also have this day in history, which is always fun. A little giveaway there. You have... Bob Liebachen.
Yeah.
Markets today.
He's a real pro of the markets. What I like best about him is he never exaggerates people's odds of being right. He's very straightforward. He looks at both sides of the market, and he understands leverage. Having been a farmer, he's literally lived in grain marketing and bean marketing most of his life.
We've also, by the way, in that middle hour, added Eugene Grainer from Heartland Investor Services every day with a good review of the markets.
Right, an overview of mostly the ag markets, but he does touch on the outside markets, which is silver, gold, stock markets.
And oil. And
some analysts, yeah. Some analysis.
Liberty Pledge and Project 33 updates in the third hour today with Mr. Mark Skogerbo. Tell you about the weather coming up next, and we're getting set to take your calls on what's on your mind. See you, Mark.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
She ran down from the upstairs, and she burst into the room, said, "Dad, I'm playing dinosaurs. Do you want to be one too?" I set my grown-up world aside and said, "I'll be right there." She stopped to ask this question when we were halfway up the stairs. How much do you love me? How much do you really care? I touched my heart, spread my arms, and
we're back on the What's On Your Mind preview. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here, and Steve Bakken will join me shortly. We'll open up the phone lines and get cranking on the calls of the day, topics of the day, which are plenty. We are going to be joined by the folks from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Terry Steinwind, the Game and Fish Director, Jeb Williams, Assistant Wildlife Division Chief, will join us. Deer lottery licenses out yesterday, and 40,000 folks that said, "I want one," are not going to get one. We'll talk about that more today on the program. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will join us, and your calls in the first hour. We'll talk about some things in the news, including a judge blocking a law that the North Dakota legislative session passed
requiring physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic. Seemed to me to be basic health care, without question. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but some say, oh, it's just another way to try and get the clinic to close. Don't you want to provide the best health care? I don't. Also, we're going to talk about Minnesota joining the ranks of other states allowing gay marriage, 18 couples, stroke of midnight in the Clay County Courthouse. Join the ranks of folks now, 13 states, I think, that allow same-sex marriage to be defined as marriage. Anyway, so we'll tackle that one as well. And we also asked interesting questions, some great answers. What is the most important issue facing North Dakotans today? So we're going to get your answers on that, too. 800-228-0550. Here's the scoop on the weather. We are going to hit 80 degrees today. August 1st, 80 degrees in a good chunk of the valley. Fargo heading for, 82. And so a lot of places in the valley will hit 80 degrees today. And in the oil patch, not quite 80, but at least upper 70s. So we're going to start off August just a tish warmer than it has been. 57 at this hour right now at Tioga. Fargo's at 63, and I'll go around the region in a minute here, but I want to tell you about the forecast first. In the valley, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. This would be the Red River Valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. West-northwest wind at 6 to 9 tonight. Clear, low around 53. Northwest wind at 5 to 9. Pretty straightforward here. Not much of the way of even a hint of precip until Sunday in the forecast. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 75, north wind at 5 to 9. Friday night, partly cloudy, low about 52, north wind at 5 to 8. Saturday, sunny, high near 74, with a north wind at 5 to 8. Saturday, mostly clear. Saturday night, low around 54. Then Sunday, we do have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 74. Sunday night, some showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Next week, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms to start the week, but we cool off again. Partly sunny, 76 Monday, Tuesday, 79, but a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, sunny at a high near 75. Oil patch, let's check out your forecast there. We're looking at mostly sunny at a high near 76 today with a light north wind becoming northwest at 6 to 11 in the morning. Oh, the winds are here. Sorry. This forecast is sort of uneventful. Doesn't have usually never mind. There's nothing wrong with having an uneventful forecast. Mostly sunny with a high near 76 today in the oil patch with a light north wind becoming northwest 6 to 11 in the morning. Clear tonight, low around 47. Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1. Partly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. A high near 69 degrees tomorrow. August. East wind at 6 to 8. Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 46. East wind around 6 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 70. Saturday night, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, 50% chance, most 71. That's not the best weekend forecast here. I'm seeing cooler temperatures. Saturday, partly sunny and 70. No wind, no rain. But Friday, showers and thunderstorms. Saturday night, Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Sunday looks like mostly cloudy and a high near 71. Sunday night, cloudy, 54. And then the sun returns next week. 76 Monday, 77 Tuesday, 74 on a Wednesday. Again, here's our temps around the region. 57 degrees and sunny right now in Tioga. Williston, 62. Minot, 60. Fargo, 62 at this hour. Grand Forks, 65. Jamestown, 60. That's the weather. What's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550. Steve Bakken joins me next, taking your calls.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.